I invite you to hear the word of our Lord this morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed." And no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are a variety of services, but the same Lord. And there are a variety of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by the one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I ask you just for a minute to take a second and look around. Look around at your neighbors, those people that are sitting next to you. And I think as you do this, you will agree that we're all different in some way. That maybe we look a little bit different, maybe we act a little bit different. But I think you will probably agree that it's a good thing that we're all different. Because I don't think any one of us wants to see a whole church full of people that look and act just like me. Or just like maybe any one of you. We just couldn't handle it if there was not that diversity or that difference there. Because we do have different appearances. We do act in a certain way. We have different ages, different thoughts, different things that we like to see, maybe certain music we like, certain games we like to play. We've got different abilities. We each have something that we're better at than other things. What we do with this difference that I'm bringing you to see is at the heart of the scripture this morning that we hear from the Apostle Paul. We cannot be different. We cannot be gifted. We cannot be anything and in turn not do something with it. In other words, we must use our bodies, we must use our gifts, we must use our spiritual gifts to the honor and to the glory of God. And what Paul did with this passage is he spoke out strongly to the Corinthian people. He said, you know, you've got all of these abundant gifts, these abundant spiritual gifts, but you're not using them wisely. Now is the time to acknowledge those gifts that you have and to use them for the honor and glory of God. Because all that we have, all that we are, who we are, is of God, because of God, and from God. And the glory should be returned to God. It doesn't matter what it is that we do, what it is that we have, it's all for God. Because every one of you who is sitting here today has some gift that can be used to His honor. Now, it might take a while to figure that out. It might take 8, 10, 15, 20 years at times to figure out that maybe you're being called into a certain type of ministry. And if you want to see how long it really takes, talk to your average preacher and see how long it took them to accept the call into ministry. But some of you may not realize that you're actually good at singing, and I would not be one of those, that you're actually good at singing, good at teaching, good at any of these things. Until maybe one of your brothers or sisters that sits next to you calls you out and say, "Hey, I heard you singing today. Maybe you need to be in the choir. Or I heard how you talk to those children. Maybe you need to be involved in teaching Bible school." Because we each have gifts. The gifts might be different, but it's the same Spirit through all of them. The Lord is the same, and the same God activates them all in each one of us. Maybe you're good at speaking or preaching. Maybe that's your gift. Maybe you're good at singing or teaching. Maybe that's your gift. Or maybe we can go to a different level. Maybe you're good at listening or good at caring for people. Maybe you're great at visitations, of going taking up conversations with complete strangers and making them feel like a friend. And I know several of those here in this congregation. I won't call any names, but you're really good at it. Or maybe you're really good at serving your neighbor or praying in a persistent way. And when you say you're going to pray for somebody, people are going to feel you praying because you're going to pray. Now, as we mention these gifts, I want you to think just for a minute about those roles that we had here in the church. We recognized our servant leaders for 2013 this morning, and we realized that there are a host of roles that have to be filled. There are committees, appointed positions, volunteers, so many things that have to happen, but they happen, they're accomplished because people come together. And the point here that I make is that good comes out of diversity in spiritual gifts. And I'll say that again. Good comes out of diversity in spiritual gifts. If everybody in this congregation was a preacher and nothing else, we'd be in trouble. Especially if somebody didn't know how to do the finances or somebody didn't know how to do the trustees. The diversity in the spiritual gifts is what makes the church happen. Because all of us are united. All of us are united as the body of Christ, doing the kingdom work for God here on earth. That's what we do. And what we must remember is that church just doesn't happen. We don't show up here on Sundays and church just happens, because there are a lot of things that have to happen on the backside. Nor is the mission of the church just carried out. Just by us being here on Sundays doesn't make disciples of other people. It doesn't offer Jesus Christ to those places where people are hurt. It doesn't offer Jesus Christ to those people who have yet to accept Him as their Savior. So the mission of the church just doesn't happen just because, nor does the church itself. Church happens, fruitfulness is realized, and the mission that has been set forth by our Savior are accomplished because of one thing. It's accomplished because of the passion and of the caring for people just like you who have said, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I will serve you. I will answer your call. I will go to the places that you send me, and I will do the work that you guide me in. And I will take it personally to make sure these things are accomplished." It's not about observation. It's not about attendance. It's about saying, "Yes, Lord, I will do. Yes, Lord, I will go, and I will take it personally that these things are done." But as we think about diversity, I ask you to consider it on another level for a moment. This weekend, this Sunday, is our Human Relations Sunday. We celebrate a time in which we recognize the church coming together as a full body of Christ, a community of faith, Christians across the world bound together under one God, one Spirit, one Savior. We've already established that good comes out of diversity in spiritual gifts. But what about that diversity in whom we are? I mentioned earlier, I said we're all different. And you all agreed with me, and I kind of led you down that road on purpose, but you all agreed that we were different. And we are in some ways. But as we look around this church, I ask you, are we really that different? Yeah, you've got the obvious appearance and age and the things that we like to do that we talked about, but are we really, really that different? We serve the same God. We take the same baptism. We share the same table of communion. And even on another sense, as we look around the church today, are we truly representative of our community? Or do we more closely align with that traditional, rural, United Methodist Church look? The challenge for churches, for all churches, not just here at St. Paul, but the challenge for all churches in terms of being faithful stewards of God's Word is this. How can we be the church in the community, for the community, taking the Word of God out if we really don't reflect the community? Not long ago, we did some research and looked more closely into our community and who makes up our community, and we found some pretty interesting results. 78% of our community is different than the average age of what we have here. 78% of our community. Our community is much younger than what we typically have represented here in this church. 23% of our community is different than our average appearance or our average ethnicity. So what's the point? Well, our call is this. How do we reach those for Christ, offering them the light that we have received in an invitational way to experience the power of the cross? We know who it is that we need to reach out to. So how is it that we do that? How do we reflect Christ into the community in a way that all people feel welcome? How do we reach those that have not yet been reached? Because we were commissioned to go forth and make disciples of all people, all nations, regardless of who they are, how old they are, how young they are, what they look like, and baptizing them in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's our commission. And that power of the cross that we invite people to experience, is that not what we all want? When we come into this place, when we accepted Christ in our heart, is that not what we wanted, was to feel that peace and to know that we had been freed from that bondage of slave that I spoke about with the children of slavery, that we don't have that slavery of sin holding us back anymore because we said, "Yes, Lord, I accept you as my Savior. Yes, Lord, I will be obedient. Yes, Lord, I will serve you." And then that peace that gets in our heart, that's what we each desire. And that's that same peace that we're charged with sharing. Martin Luther King Jr. made a statement that I read not long ago that really stuck with me. It was his letters from the Birmingham jail, I believe, that he wrote this statement. But he said, "You know what? Churches need to be thermostats and not thermometers. Churches need to be thermostats and not thermometers." Now think about that just for a minute. If we've just got a thermometer in here, we're going to know how hot or how cold it gets, but we're just going to have to sit here and suffer through the cold or suffer through the heat, right? Because the thermometer just measures the temperature. But that thermostat, on the other hand, if it gets a little bit too warm, we can turn on some air conditioning. And if it gets a little bit too cold, then we can turn up the heat. So churches should be thermostats and not thermometers. Because you see, as a church, as a body of Christ, as Christians, we must be that agent of change, both socially, ethically, and spiritually. We must be a body doing and a body serving rather than observing. Church is that place where those spiritual gifts that we talk about in 1 Corinthians this morning are realized, and we discern what gifts we've been blessed with in order to reach out to those places of brokenness in this world that we might offer Jesus Christ. But we must be willing to change and be the church put into motion. That church that was put into motion on the day of Pentecost, that's who we're charged with being. And what I challenge you with today is to be in prayer, to think in new ways in the coming days, view our current society through the lens of the gospel, and pray for those that are yet to come into this church. Pray for those encounters that we're yet to have, that we may honor and glorify God by offering Christ to those who are seeking. Now, our Lenten season begins on Ash Wednesday, but our first Sunday of Lent on February 17th, I believe it is, we're going to start a sermon series called The Hard Topics, where we'll reach out and touch some of those issues that can be challenging for us to discuss and very challenging for pastors to preach. But what I ask you is that as I pray to our God to use me as a vessel to share His Word, I would ask for your prayer and your grace as I wrestle with some of these same issues. But today on this day, as we celebrate Human Relations Sunday, as we celebrate our Lord, I leave you with this. All people are of sacred self-worth. All people are of sacred self-worth because all have been created by God. And all spiritual gifts are of equal importance. Because there is no minor role in serving God. There's no inferior role in serving church. Because all are to the glory of God. So what I say to you is, let us be united in our diversity together as a body. Let us be united in our diversity as people and with the gifts that we've been blessed. And let us together turn up that heat. As we at St. Paul United Methodist Church, and the heat comes on, at St. Paul United Methodist Church, go forth as that agent of change, offering Jesus Christ to all who seek Him. Praise be to God.